Hello, I'm Louisa Gibb. I'm the managing partner and founder of Flat Space Art. Today, I'm going to talk to you about NFTs. Those three little words have caused so much of a stir in the world. Just before I do that, just to mention what we do. So we're a hybrid gallery. We offer artwork from both the traditional market, as in physical artwork, and the digital. You can tap into our experience. That's exactly what we're here for. We cater to the needs of our clients. You know, what our clients want, that's what we give them. And we also offer our artists an easy way to enter the blockchain with their works. We're based in the heart of London and Notting Hill, and we're already collaborating with many artists in this space. And we're definitely here to make a statement. So stay with us. Non-fungible tokens, what are they? So to keep things short and straight to the point, an NFT is a certificate of ownership that proves you own something. That something can be anything digital, from a piece of art, a piece of music. Imagine your favorite band is Coldplay and you want to buy an unheard track that no one else has. You would buy this as an NFT. And this could apply to something right down to a concert ticket. Think of it like a receipt, except it's not just a receipt for you, it's a public receipt that anyone can view, and it's written on what is known as blockchain. More on that later. But blockchain is what powers cryptocurrency, and NFTs are an extension of that technology. So digital ownership, especially in relation to art, has always had a bit of a problem. Imagine you see a piece of art, you save an image on your computer or your phone. And it's a market that's always had an issue with how we assign a value to a piece of digital content that can be, let's face it, copied, downloaded, saved multiple times. And that's where an NFT fits into this, because if you only have one copy of a specific piece of art, the certificate of ownership will apply to it. That piece then will be unique. It will show a number of attributes. Like, for example, who owns it, who created it, when the purchase was made. And all of that is public information that cannot be changed, and it's directly written onto the blockchain. That creates scarcity, which I'll talk about later. And then scarcity is fundamental to how we assign the value. There is only one girl with a pearl earring in the world. There was only one Mona Lisa, so to speak. So I hope that makes sense. That's all I'm going to talk about today on NFTs. I just want to say thank you so much for joining me. If you've got any comments, head over to Flat Space Art, our Instagram handle. Leave me some comments and DMs, you know, with any questions you've got. I'm always happy to try and answer them. And of course, just to add as well, you know, this is not financial advice. I'm just opening up these topics for discussion. Okay, thank you so much.